Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadas Kuznets with Philadelphia superstar celebrity chef Jose Garces.
Hey.
And we're talking about the Think Local, Give Local Garces Foundation event, which takes place on Friday, March 29th. So this is your seventh annual event.
Seventh annual event and have, you know, been working on our mission for 7 years. Yeah, and it feels good. Feels good to be here and celebrating on Friday.
Yeah. Tell us about your mission.
So the mission is we have several programs that we founded. One is basically a community health day in which we have licensed physicians who volunteer their time, and we provide health services, diabetes, cholesterol screenings, free dental screenings, and these are for uninsured patients of the immigrant community of Philadelphia. So they're able to come in and, you know, get a health checkup. And we also help them with other resources once they've, you know, if we find something, we help guide them to, you know, continue on their healthy ways. And then we also have a job training, literacy through job training program that we do at the Box School in South Philadelphia. And what we do there is we basically teach literature and language arts through job force work training for mostly hospitality and restaurant workers.
Tell me about the reason that you're focusing on. I mean, obviously you're in the restaurant industry. What did you notice when you started hiring workers?
Well, I've been in the restaurant industry over 25 years. And so the workforce is, you know, usually it's an immigrant workforce that is, you know, they're washing our dishes, cooking our food. And so I noticed that there was a need for healthcare. I noticed that if they could learn English and assimilate better into our community, they would be just, you know, they would live better lives, you know. And I felt like it was kind of my mission to help as best I could.
How has the event evolved over the years?
Well, it's evolved just, you know, basically by numbers of folks that have come and helped support. I think our mission plays, it touches a lot of people. So I think we've been able to evolve it and grow it. And, you know, we're hopeful that on March 29th, we can host up to 700 folks that will come and enjoy our food from some of the best chefs in Philadelphia and hospitality folks who are there donating their time for a great cause.
Has the mission evolved over the past 7 events as well?
The mission has really remained the same. It's been pretty, you know, we've just have been building on it. We have about 100 students per semester that come and enroll in our classes at the Box School. And, you know, our community healthcare day has just continued to grow, and we've seen more patients every quarter, every time we have one. And it's just, you know, I think for us, it's such a, it just feels so good to be able to provide and give back a little to our community.
Yeah. I mean, it also probably shows you the need. How many people usually show up for a community health day?
So community health day, we could see anywhere from 75 to 125 patients in one day.
And the need is, that shows you that there's a big need.
Yeah, there's a gap. You know, I think one of the call it starting points of our foundation was there was a prep worker, prep butcher who was working in one of our restaurants, and he came to us really after the fact. He said he was really sick, wasn't feeling good, and he was afraid to go to the doctor because he thought he was going to be deported. And so this probably had gone on for a year, maybe 2 years. And, he, you know, we finally got him enrolled, got him, you know, seen by someone. And it turned out he had cancer. And, you know, had he been seen earlier, had things been caught earlier, he might have survived. So unfortunately, this person passed. And so that was kind of the starting point for us. And it just really, you know, understanding that there is a need for education, information, as well as healthcare.
So the healthcare is just one day. The literacy is a course.
The literacy is a course, and that happens, you know, over, I believe it's 3 semesters that we host every year. And, yeah, you know, our students come from all walks of life, but they're, you know, families and moms and dads where they're supporting their kids. And, they, you know, a lot of them do work in the restaurant industry. So, yeah, we'll do anything from knife skills to recipe classes to, you know, preparing foods to, you know, how we can help them learn what they have to do on the job, but at the same time use literacy as the conduit in which they can learn what they're doing professionally, but also take those skills and bring them to their community as well.
Like menus in English.
Yeah. Menus in English. I mean,
that's great. It's like tailored to your restaurant group.
It's tailored to all restaurant industry folks. So anyone that and they don't. It's not specifically to restaurant workers, but it mostly is. I think if you're,
they're not going to get like Garce's secret recipes.
No. I mean, listen, we're happy to share, but no. If you're a restaurant worker in Philadelphia, and if you live in, mostly, you know, our classes are in South Philadelphia, so that's where a lot of this community lives. But we've also opened it up to other industries, you know, people that work in agriculture and construction who are also just, you know, looking to learn English, learn, you know, basic skills, language skills. So it's wide open. It's not, you know, it's definitely not strictly, you know, the Garces group. It's anyone who wants to come learn.
How can people enroll or find out more?
Yeah. So if you go to our website, at Garces, the GarcesFoundation.org, you'll see all of our programs. They can, you know, enroll there. And again, you know, there's a lot of good information that that we offer, you know, outside of, you know, there's, you know, immigration's a hot topic. So this community is one in which they're affected by the current trends. And so we want to provide information for them as well.
How much money are you hoping to raise, and how do you use that money to help your community?
So we're hopeful to raise around $250,000. And that's about, gosh, that's about 80% of our budget. So a lot of that, I mean, a lot of it, all of it goes to help some full-time folks that are there with us, you know, helping us run the programs, to support the programs in general. And it's, you know, all goes back into our budget.
So this is all part of the foundation money?
100%.
Tell me about the event. All the chefs, it's donation, right?
Yeah. So there's tons of chefs that come out. So this year they include some restaurants. I'm going to name a few. Alma de Cuba, Amis, Audrey Claire, Bank and Bourbon, Blackfish, Chaba Thai Bistro, Chew Noodle Bar, Vernick, V Street. Just, you know, folks who really, you know, take away from their busy restaurants on a busy Friday night and come in and donate their time. And so it's great. You know, I've normally, you know, I send a letter out, it's a follow-up phone call, and, you know, I can't tell you how receptive people are and how willing they are to come help. And so that just always feels really good. As you know, as chefs, we're a natural kind of philanthropists of sorts. So it's just, it's been great. And I'm really proud of it.
Feeding people, helping people, making people feel good.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's at its core. I mean, I feel like that's what I've been doing for a while. So, you know, to be able to do it and support our cause and support our mission is great.
What's your favorite part about the evening?
Well, I think, you know, the favorite part is, for me, just, we've had such good energy in the room. It's such a lively party. My favorite part is just looking around the room and seeing everyone enjoying themselves. And we've got some great live auction items that we're going to raffle off this year. So we have one of them is a dinner with Chef Mike Solomonoff and Mark Betry and myself. So, you know, we're hopeful to, you know, raise a nice, you know, a nice evening dinner for 10. Come on out, you know, myself.
At a restaurant or at someone's house?
At somebody's house. Yeah. You know, with Mike and Mark and myself. So that should be fun. And then we also have a great trip to New Orleans, like a New Orleans weekend, and as well as a trip to Cortona, Italy. So great live auction items. Some silent auction items is a wine tour and a 3-day stay in San Francisco. Pasta class with my good friend Jeff Michaud of Osteria. And yeah, just those are just a few of some of the exciting kind of auction items that we'll be hosting there.
How fun. How fun. Do you get to enjoy it? Because I know that you're kind of behind, like you're either like serving or doing
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, no, I get to hang out. I get to catch up with some of my chef cohorts who have come out, as well as just the community who's there to support. So I am as much a guest as I am a host. I kind of like tiptoe on that line. And so, I like to have my day prior to the event be kind of a relaxed one and then just go there and really just take it in.
I think I remember you like being a chef. Or do you do that or do you just kind of enjoy?
I host.
Great.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I have all of our Garces restaurants that will be there. There'll be, Amada, Buena Onda, Distrito, Old Bar, Tinto, Village Whiskey, Volver, Garces Events, JG Domestic, Alone, Okachi. All of those, my chef de cuisines will be there representing the restaurants, myself, our food. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm well represented.
You ever go to other restaurants and think, oh, wow, what a great idea. That's a great dish. That's a great idea.
Yeah. All the time, Hadas. Come on. Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah. It's, you know, the curation and the inspiration of what I do is honestly one of the most enjoyable things that I do. So it's, going out and exploring other foods, bringing them back to what we do is an important part.
And this year you're at the Lowe's Hotel.
Yes.
You've come back to the Lowe's Hotel because tell me about your history. Where have you been for this event?
So we've been at the Lowe's. I want to say this is our fourth year at the Lowe's Hotel. And previous to that, we were at the Kimmel Center. So the Lowe's has been a great partner. And it's just, you know, it's a wonderful venue. We have one of the ballrooms, and then we host an after party on the 32nd floor. That's a ton of fun. DJ, dancing, just coming, yeah, let loose.
Can people still get tickets if they want to buy tickets at the door?
At the door, possibly, but I would say the best bet is go to garcesfoundation.org, jump on the website, and that'll be your best bet.
How much are tickets?
So tickets are $150, and they could be purchased at our website. Good question on the door tickets. I'm sure we wouldn't
turn people away for a foundation. Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about the schedule of the evening. So it's on Friday, March 29th.
Friday, March 29th. So there's a VIP hour that happens. So if you go to our site and you can purchase like a higher end ticket, that allows you from 6 to 7 to come and kind of preview the event, like have a little more personalized experience. And that's we're doing a New Orleans themed event. So more of a Mardi Gras type atmosphere. And then at 7 o'clock, general admission opens and we'll have, everyone just kind of come in. There'll be a band that plays, I want to say it's American Deluxe. I hope I'm right on that. And, it's just, you know, a walk around, delicious tasting event, great music, great food. And, you'll be able to interact with some of the city's best chefs. And, it's really, we'll go into our live auction event that's just a short period. We'll do a little short form program on what we do at the foundation and then go from there.
That's for a good cause.
Yeah.
Jose Garces is the founder of the Think Local, Give Local Garces Foundation event taking place this year at the Lowe's Hotel. For more information, you can go to
GarcesFoundation.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadass.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.